don't do carpet. We tried to set some chairs up. But if you can sit on the floor, then sit up on the floor and, you know, let somebody else have a seat. We're going to be doing a lot of standing and moving around anyway, so we won't sit too long. You'll notice there are some stations up here if you like to color. You can do that. There's also some puzzle sheets and some other things that you can find. Yeah, you can have a seat once you find your piece of carpet. Go ahead and have a seat. Well, Jonathan Edwards, he said, and I quote, "Every Christian family ought to be, as it were, a little church set apart to Christ." Every Christian family ought to be, as it were, a little church set apart to Christ. Kind of a phrase we might think of this Advent season is every family a church, every parent a pastor. Every family a church, every parent a pastor. So parents, what might it look like for you to envision yourself as the pastor of your own little flock? What would it look like to care for them, nurture them, shepherd them, lead them in the way of Jesus? Because that's what part of the role of the family is, that we are a little church. Now, we're not going to have a whole lot big thing on here, but I know one of the things as parents, we immediately can feel like I'm not good enough. I don't know enough, you know, whatever. It's not about being the perfect parent, just like it's not about being the perfect pastor, but it is about being fully present, to be a non-anxious presence on your very best of days, a non-anxious presence. Jesus said, if those who want to see or enter into the kingdom of God must become like little children. How many little children are there in here? If you consider yourself a little child, raise your hand. You still fit in that? How many? Okay, look around at those that their hands are raised. You have to become like them, okay? They will lead us into the kingdom. They will bring us the kingdom. When I think about being childlike, I think about playing. I want to play. That's what kids do. I think I need to be more playful. So we're going to try to have a little bit of fun playing today, and I want to encourage you this Advent season to play. Get on the carpet. Roll around on the floor. Play with your kids. Be a playful presence as you pastor and nurture your kids this Advent season. We hope that as we do that, we can enter in and we can experience. I hope my prayer for you this Advent season would be that in your home, around your table, in your car rides, and around your table, there'd be an ever-increasing sense of love, peace, hope, and joy as you watch and wait for Jesus Christ and his coming again. He already came, and then he left, but he left us the Holy Spirit. He inaugurated the kingdom. He gave us that it's here, but yet not here in its fullness. And so we're waiting for Jesus to come back again, where then love and peace and joy, it will be experienced in its fullness. So this Advent season, we're in this between time, knowing Jesus already came, but he promises that he is coming again. I think I kind of touched upon, you know, the table where there's some crayons. If you want to take those back to where you're sitting or somewhere else, that's totally fine. If this just gets to be too much for any age that's in here, there's the pre-K room. If you just need to get up and you need to go there, or your child needs to go, yeah, that's totally fine. Relax, have a good time. That room is available and it's open if it's helpful. Maybe just go there for 5 minutes and then you come back in. That would be fine. It is the first Sunday of Advent. The Light family is going to come, and they are going to light the first candle on our Advent wreath. And we'll light a different candle every week as we're counting down the days, and hopefully you are able to get your Advent supplies to take home so you can do this at a home. Do this in your home. Every home a church, every parent a pastor, and you can nurture and lead your family in doing that. And there's some guides out there that can be of help, and the other supplies. But I think they have a call and response reading where one of them, I don't know who it's going to be. They don't know yet who it's going to be. They're talking about it right now. Let's go cut live. No, they'll do a reading and then we will respond.
Amen.
Does anybody know how many days it is until Christmas? How many? Thank you, guys. All right, we're going to play a game. So We need everybody to get up. Again, when I say everybody, I don't, you know, it's not like I can make you do anything you don't want to. It is America. It's a free country. But if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you're going to play like a child. You'll get up and you're going to play. Now, here's how this, we're going to do two games. The first game is this. There'll be some music playing, and when the music stops, I am going to mention two parts of the body. What you will do is you will find somebody else in the room, and you will connect whatever two parts of the body I said. Like if I said elbow, ear, I happen to walk by Scott, I would come and I'd put my elbow in Scott's ear. Okay? That makes sense? So when the music's playing, you're just kind of walking around, mingling, moving. And when the music stops, I'll mention two parts of the body. And then whoever you're next to, you connect in those two parts. This could be dangerous. If somebody's already connected with somebody else, then you got to find somebody different, okay? Let's give this a shot. Only can connect with one person.
Joy to the world.
Hand, foot. That would have been a great idea. If you're with somebody you don't know, you might want to, you know, at least get to know their name. All right. Okay, hold on. We're going to change up the game here. Get everybody stand up. Shake it loose. The music will keep playing how it has done, but this time when the music stops, I'll either, I will just count. And whatever number I stop on, you need to get in groups of that amount. Okay? When you get in that group with that size, you kind of link arms or whatever, then you can sit down. When you get into groups of whatever number I stop on counting, I'll go like 1, 2, 3. That would mean you get in groups of three. All right? Music. All right, give yourselves a big hand. As you're finding, here's what we're going to do next. We're going to have about 10 minutes to share a favorite Christmas memory. So get in groups, circle up on the floor. You know, it might be with your family. If you don't have any children here, go find a group that has some kids and join their group. Everybody needs to have some kids in their group. You just got to. Otherwise, just have a seat on the floor, like a big picnic blanket. Get into groups of, you know, 5 or 6. Not too much more than that. You won't have time for everybody to share. You can do a little standing circle if you want, sitting circle. Want everybody to have a chance to go around the room, around your group, and share a favorite Christmas memory. Favorite Christmas memory from way back, or maybe just from the last year. A favorite Christmas memory. Give everybody a chance to share. Okay, everybody can, if you can, have a seat. We're going to hear the reading of our gospel text for today. So we'll ask everybody to listen, kids and adults. We want to really try to listen and hear what our gospel text has to say. So can everybody, we'll try to, for these next couple of minutes, we'll try to be real still, and we'll do our best job we can of listening, all right? Megan's going to read for us.
The gospel passage comes from Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. I agree. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, there will be dismay among nations in their confusion over the roaring of the sea and surging waves. Do you want to come up here? Okay. The planets and other heavenly bodies will be shaken, causing people to faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world. Then they will see the human one coming on a cloud with power and great splendor. Now, when these things begin to happen, stand up straight and raise your heads, because your redemption is near. Jesus told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, you know that God's kingdom is near. I assure you that this generation won't pass away until everything has happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will certainly not pass away. Take care that your hearts aren't dulled by drinking parties, drunkenness, and the anxieties of day-to-day life. Don't let that day fall upon you unexpectedly, like a trap. It will come upon everyone who lives on the face of the whole earth. So stay alert at all times, praying that you are strong enough to escape everything that is about to happen and to stand before the human one. This is the gospel of our Lord.
If you care to, I'm going to ask all the kids, if you want to, come sit right up here in this area. I want to tell you a story. So if you want to, come right up here and sit. I have a plate of cookies up here that I may or may not give one to those that come up here. Hey, how many of you guys during the holidays go to or have your grandma and grandpa come to your house? Anybody here go to visit grandma and grandpa or grandma and grandpa comes to your house? At night? Was that fun? You have a big smile as you tell that story. Well, when I was like your guys' age, I grew up in a town called Seward, Nebraska. And my parents, my mom and dad were from Yankton, South Dakota. And so I remember my grandma and grandpa, they would come down and they would visit us. And my sister and I would get so excited. My older brother was gone and he didn't get so excited about it, but we would get really excited because grandma and grandpa were coming. And it was just like awesome. And Mom, is this it? Grandma and grandpa coming? When are they coming? Are they coming? Not today. Next day, grandma and grandpa coming today? Is this the day they're coming? No, not today. Next day, is grandma and grandpa coming? Is this when they're coming? And we would keep doing that till finally one day my mom said, guess what? Today's the day grandma and grandpa are coming. And so we would get so excited. And is it now? Are they coming? Are they here yet? Come back 5 minutes. Are grandma and grandpa here yet? Come back 5 minutes. Are they here yet? And finally, I can remember when my mom would say, grandma and grandpa are almost here. So we would go to the window and we're watching and they're not coming. Can we go get on the porch? Yes, you can go get on the porch. We'd wait on the porch. Are they coming? We don't say, can we go wait on the curb? And so we'd go out to the front and now waiting on the curb for grandma and grandpa to come. Pretty soon we're watching around the corner and there would come grandma and grandpa's car around the corner and we were so excited. We're wanting to run to them and meet them. You know, there was a couple of reasons we were excited about grandma and grandpa coming. One was because my grandma always brought cookies. And she always would put them, I don't know, in a Folgers coffee can. My grandma's cookies always should carry them around in a coffee can. So they always smelled like coffee. Didn't matter what kind of cookies they were. She'd make these sugar cookies. And so I have some cookies here. But you need to get permission from your mom or dad if you can have a cookie. So go ask them or look at them. See if they give you a thumbs up. There's chocolate chip and pumpkin. So I don't know any allergies. Chocolate chip and pumpkin. Tells us that Jesus is coming back. But Jesus isn't coming back. Jesus is too grand and big and glorious. He's not going to come back in a car. He's going to come back on the clouds. It's just going to be a beautiful, majestic scene. And in the same way that my sister and I were watching and waiting, because this could be the time that grandma and grandpa come, we don't know when Jesus is going to come back. We don't know when that's going to be. So the writers of the Bible that we have, like we were reading in that Megan read for us in Luke, we're told that we should watch and wait since we don't know when it's going to happen. So we want to live our lives in the same way that my sister and I were waiting for grandma and grandpa. We want to always be watching and waiting for Jesus to come into our lives. Okay, you guys can go back and find your parents or, you know, some adult that looks responsible. What we're going to do, and especially if you get maybe back in the groups that you were in before, I mean, you don't have to, but that might take sense. You guys were able to share some Christmas memories. And got a cookie here if anybody wants one. No. But we have some questions. And you can think back about the text. Let me just read one verse of it again. Then they will see the human one, which is a lot of times translated the Son of Man. It was a title for Jesus. Then they will see Jesus coming on a cloud with power and great splendor. Now, when these things begin to happen, stand up straight and raise your heads, because your salvation, your redemption, your healing comes near. So we have some questions. They'll be up here on the screen. And just there in your group, give a chance for everybody to go around. You can pick a question that you want. You can start at the top. Maybe we'll have the oldest person in your group. They will facilitate. And we're just going to take a few minutes just to answer, go through some of these questions. Facilitator, the eldest in the group, you can kind of pick how you want to go through those questions. But again, you have about 10 minutes or so just to discuss this idea of watching and waiting for Jesus' return. Everybody got a chance to share a little bit, do some thinking about the text. You'll notice perhaps this week, if you go through this beautiful guide that Dr. James Light put together for us, it's beautiful. It follows a format pretty similar to what we just all went through and did here together. When we talk about, you know, every home a church, every parent a pastor, this guide can help you with that. And it follows a pattern that we try to do in our home for years that incorporates just having fun and playing together, having a good snack, something to eat that everybody enjoys. And you have moments like this, which is a great example. You know, when you try to do this with your family, you're going to have moments like this. Someone's going to haul off and hit their sibling or do who knows what. Don't let that freak you out. Don't let that stress you out. That's okay. It's part of life. It's all right. Don't act or think like this is all up to you. For those of us that put our trust in Christ, God says he is going to complete and finish the work that he began. So let the pressure be gone. Just relax. Take a deep breath. Do the best you can. Be present. Play. But so this will just give you some things. Don't be a slave to it, but it'll give you some ideas. Like I said, each week, a game that you can play, a scripture to read, some questions to interact with as a family. And I look forward to next Sunday at the end to hear how'd it go. How many of you tried it? How'd it go? What was good about it? What wasn't? And we'll discuss that together. I'm going to turn the microphone over here to Scott. Has some announcements, and anybody else might be thinking if they have, something, an announcement or something that would be good for everybody to hear.
All right. Exciting fifth Sunday and exciting season ahead. We are excited to be in the season of Advent. And a couple things going on during the season of Advent. Next Sunday, we'll have our regular 10 a.m. service, and we'll be joined by our Spanish congregation. And then at 5:30, we'll come back for our annual Thanksmas meal. So this week, plan and prepare for two sides and a dessert that you'll bring. And also, turkeys and hams will be provided as the main item for our meal. And those have already been purchased, and Marcia has those today. Marcia, do you need any additional helpers, or do you already have it worked out? Okay, it's all worked out, so thank you if Marcia's talked to you and you're willing to help with that. Also, the Sunday after that will be the last Sunday for the Block family here in Kansas City at New Beginnings. Where are the Blocks? Okay, they're in there. So on the 13th, following church and lunch after church, we need some helpers to go to their house at 1:30 and help them load the truck. And so be thinking of that. If you can be available for a couple hours on that day, then let John or Sabrina know that you can help on that day at 1:30. We also will have a Christmas Eve service on December 24th, so be in anticipation of that. And is there any other announcements that we've missed that someone needs to add to today? All right. Well, as a part of our worship, we we also want to participate in tithes and offerings, which we'll do a little differently today because of our arrangement. Stefan will be at the exit. So we invite you to participate in tithes and offerings as part of our worship today. We do have a drop box in the back, too, so feel free to drop it in the box there in the back.
All right. Well, I just want to, we'll close with a blessing. And we'll do a little bit different today. I invite you as I get ready here to close your eyes and turn your hands so palm facing up is in a posture of receiving. So everybody do that, kids. We'll close our eyes, turn our palms up just as a posture of receiving, because I invite you to receive this blessing. Go this week and may love, peace, hope, and joy be ever increasing in your home. Amen. 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 Amen.